You're on your way to the dinner with an old friend, but as you walk up to her apartment, she tells you that, in fact, you're about to have dinner with her parents. And she wants you to pose as her boyfriend so her father won't find out that she's a lesbian. Awkward? Yes. Obvious pop music material? Well, maybe not. Then again, Jens Lakeman is not an obvious pop star. Critics describe his music as sentimental, even schmaltzy. They also use the word brilliant. His most recent CD is called Night Falls Over Cortadala, and he joins us here today in Studio 4A. If you've got a question or a story for Jens Lakeman about his music, the music scene in Sweden, or the music industry, give us a call. Our number, 800-989-8255, the email address, talk@npr.org. And you can also head over to our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Jens Lakeman, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
How about we start with a song?
All right.
Took my sister down to the ocean, but the ocean made me feel stupid. Those words of wisdom I had prepared all seemed to vanish into thin air. Into the waves I stared. Up a seashell to illustrate my homelessness, but a crab crawled out of it, making it useless. And all my metaphors fell flat down on the rocks where we sat. She asked where you at. But sister, it's the opposite of hallelujah. It's the
Jens Lakeman on piano and vocals, also on percussion, Tammy Carlson. And Jens Lakeman, let's get some of the obvious questions out of the way. Gee, your English is awfully good. And what do you think of ABBA? Nevertheless, I have to ask you, let me begin by asking, Night Falls on Cortadala, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. What is Cortadala?
What it is?
Yes.
It is a suburb outside of Gothenburg in Sweden. A quite miserable and boring place. It's a place where a lot of wackos live. When they closed down the mental institutions, the mental hospitals in Sweden in the early 90s, a lot of people were placed in gloomy, dark apartments there. And there's a lot of unemployed people, a lot of crazy old people. And it's a place I couldn't wait to get out of, but a place I couldn't help but romanticize at the same time.
It's a funny dichotomy to get out of and nevertheless that you feel sentimental about.
I do, yeah. But I never really went out in Kortedala. I just stayed in my gloomy, dark apartment and wrote songs, dark studio. And imagined the world outside, sort of, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how did you migrate here to the United States?
How?
Yeah.
I took a plane.
Well, that part I figured. What prompted you to make the move across the Atlantic?
I have shows to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So obligations to meet? So you're going back to Kortedala when the tour is over?
No, I moved to Melbourne, Australia a few months ago. And I do have a place there. I've realized now that I have some problems with my visa there. So I'm practically homeless right now, actually. This NPR studio is my home at the moment.
For the moment, for the next few minutes anyway. Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Again, if you'd like to talk with Lindsay Lakeman about his music, give us a call, 800-989-8255. And let's go to Rob, and Rob's with us from San Antonio.
Hello, Jens. How are you?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to see if I could spark your memory. In your small talks portion of your website, I sent you an email a while back asking you what your thought was about McDonald's selling empanadas, and you said that you were very neutral at this point. So I wanted to see if you remembered that.
Hard to forget such an email.
Well, hang on, McDonald's. What was that?
Empanadas.
McDonald's selling empanadas.
Oh yeah, I have a vague memory of that conversation.
Great, cool. I'm glad that you do.
And Homeland Security has been made aware of it too.
So my question was for you, Jens, is I'm a really big fan. I really enjoy your music. I've never seen you live, so pardon my ignorance. But when you perform your music, is it difficult to recreate your music as a musician from your album in a live setting, specifically for you since you use a lot of sampling of other music?
It is. I've sort of solved that now, I think, by bringing along this amazing band that's taken years to put together. And I have a friend of mine, Victor Sjöberg, who's a genius, pushing little buttons and making the samples come alive. But I think, frankly, I quite prefer when the crowd is my band, when I play in a little alley somewhere or in a park or something, and whoever is surrounding me at the moment, it becomes the band creating the song again.
Does your music to you feel a little thin without the added samples that are on the album and on your live performance when you're in clubs?
No, I really like just playing with Tammy because it sort of creates a focus on stories and melodies instead. And yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for the call, Rob.
Hey.
Let's see if we can go now to Matt. And if I push the right button, Matt is with us from Long Island in New York.
Hey, Neil, huge fan.
Thank you.
I used to be in a band that used to cover one of your songs called Sweet Summer's Night on Hammer Hill.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I love that song. And we actually, in the course of learning the song and, you know, the intricacies and nuances of it, we kind of discovered that the chord progression, if not identical, was similar to Heatwave by the Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gave me kind of a new lens to look at you through, and I was just wondering, what was it that really inspired you? What do you listen to make you sound the way you do?
I listen to whatever I find in these cheap flea market bins, the ones where you can get 10 records for $1. And I think I must have picked up Martha and the Vandellas record somewhere there in one of the bins, yeah, for sure.
That was about as elegant a correction as I've heard in my life, getting the Martha and the Vandellas correctly in there. I was going to do something
really
much
like,
more obvious.
I really like how I've discovered that all the time, how a lot of songs throughout the history seems to be flowing through my songs, and I'm definitely not ashamed of anything I've ever stolen. I'm very proud of it. We always incorporate that into our shows, actually, and I especially like when there are two songs that are being put together. Like in the song I just played, The Opposite of Hallelujah, after I played that song, a lot of people came up and said, that sounds a lot like Chairman of the Boards, Give Me Just a Little More Time. But I was thinking about this Swedish song called Movie Star by a guy named Harpo. I don't know if you remember that. I realized that two melodies had melted together and become something new. I really like that.
Matt, thanks very much for the call. We're talking with Jens Lakeman. His new album is Night Falls Over Court Adala. That's on the Secretly Canadian label. Also with us is percussionist Tammy Carlson. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Why don't we try one more tune?
Sure. Why don't you start this, Tammy? Yeah, something like that. It's that story you mentioned earlier. I think I've told it a million times now, but I'll tell it one more time. It happened 3 summers ago now. Nina called me up and she said, you know, I'm moving to America with my girlfriend. Why don't you come down to Berlin for a little while so we can hang out? And I thought about it for a while. I checked my wallet. Checked the internet for cheap tickets, and I found this bus for 30 euros that took 20 hours. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't take 20 hours to ride your bike down to Berlin. I also found a really cheap flight for 35 euros that would take 45 minutes, but I'm kind of cheap, and I thought I could make good use of those 5 euros somewhere in Berlin. So I took the bus. And I arrived at Zobam Funkturm 20 hours later. And Nina was there, and she helped me with my bag. I started slowly walking through the beautiful Berlin some night. And she looked at me, she said, are you hungry? Jens, you look kind of hungry. And I said, yes, I've been on a bus for 20 hours. And she said, well, how much money do you have? And I said, 5 euros? Well, you won't get anything in Berlin for 5 euros, you know. Yeah, I know. Well, if you're interested, my parents are cooking up some really nice German vegetarian food. Would you be up for that, Jens? And I'm thinking about it. I never heard of such a thing as German vegetarian food. It sounds kind of creepy. But I was hungry and poor. So I said, let's go for it. So we took the U-Bahn, the subway, over to the Deutsche Opera, the German opera. We got off and we got into her parents' house, into the staircase. And all of a sudden she turned to me and she said, Jens, there's something I gotta tell you first. What's that, Nina? Well, I told my parents that we're engaged. I don't know what to say at this moment. But just then the door opens, and there's this big German guy standing there, and he's staring at me, and I'm staring at him for a very long, awkward, silent moment. And this is where it all started.
Nina, I can be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina can be a boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix?
Of course, I was only thinking all that. And now, dear radio listeners, I'd like to make you imagine me sitting there by the dinner table with Nina and her father, the big German guy, and imagine him slowly reaching across the table and grabbing my arm and pulling me close, and I can smell his breath. I can smell he's had a few too many beers. And he says to me, "Jens, I looked you up on the internet and I found your record, my first record, when I said I wanted to be your dog. And I think you have a beautiful voice." And at this point, I'm just staring at my shoes underneath the table.
Jens Lakeman joined us here in Studio 4A. You heard him on guitar and piano. He was joined by Tammy Carlson on drums. Our special thanks to our technical directors, Neil Tevolt and Drew Reynolds, for making all this possible. You can hear Lakeman perform at NPR's Showcase at South by Southwest and see a photo gallery of that concert at npr.org/music. I'm Neil Conan, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.